then going across the Pacific, the biggest thing there is trying to find the island. And it's running out of oil. People over here never put oil systems in, but they don't know what it sounds like when an engine goes when you run out of oil. A new airplane, which I do. I went down to across the Pacific. You got long legs. You got 2107 to San Francisco, 2256 to Pango. And then after that, we go to Norfolk Island, 1477, with Fletcher Christian Mutiny on the Bounty. People settled. I've eaten off dishes from the Bounty. And then you've got Pacific. You get over the Pacific, you got long ranges, so you've got to watch your field. The winds aren't quite as violent over there. There's certain times where you can't go to Honolulu. You might sit 2 or 3 weeks before you can take off. Because all the winds are computerized, and it's hard to really know how precise they are. I know a guy he killed quite a few years ago, and Joe Detweiler, a real fine man. Joe Detweiler's a retired naval commander, a superman. He one night flew to Honolulu in a 172, 25 hours and 40 minutes without an autopilot. Put 28 hours of fuel in the airplane. I've done 172s across, 172s through citations. 172s, if you hit Honolulu under 20 hours, you got a good day. Ask me if I do it again, well, I'd say no if I were really starving and I had, a life or death matter maybe.